KR4 AAE Mobile.
KO4 HKX here.
Good morning to you too, Patrick. How are things up there where you are?
I'm over here in Easley, so it's a little wet, raining over here. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing good. I woke up this morning, and of course, every day after I wash my car, it always seems to rain for some unknown reason.
Kind of feel the same way. Funny how that happens, though, isn't it?
That is very, very funny. Hey, thanks for calling the net last night. Thoroughly enjoy that.
I enjoy calling it. But it makes it more fun when more people check in. And we've had a lot of new ones check in lately, so that's even better.
Yeah, maybe one day as soon as I get my full space station set up, I'll hop in there and volunteer to call a net every now and then.
A few nets open. I know a couple of Saturdays are still open. And we can always use backups, because right now we're running kind of thin on net controllers.
We'll have to keep that in mind.
Great practice in learning call signs, because I was struggling to learn call signs. It would take me, you know, weeks, months sometimes to learn some of them, and then now that I'm getting them on a regular basis like that, it's much easier for me anyway.
Yeah, there's a couple call signs I know by heart now because I hear them all the time, but the rest of them I definitely need a little practice in that. But yeah, maybe I'll sign up for a Saturday here and there. Quick question, are you an amateur extra by chance? Ask you a question real quick while I got you, if you don't mind. I'm looking at the extra stuff, and I'm trying to figure out how the calculations and all the math pertains to radio. Can you just give me a high-level view so at least I can put some of the dots together?
What you're talking about, are you talking about the antenna performance and how to set it up? I mean, there's lots of different math in there, and I will direct you to the place that I went to learn that stuff, and that is W4EEY's YouTube page. He teaches classes on that.
Okay. Yeah, I had been watching some of the videos about the math portion, and it's all about the resonance frequencies and things like that. If I understand the concept and how it's applied, I can make it stick a lot quicker.
I can to help you. I have found with this hobby, even after you get your license and you learn that little bit of information, it is just a license to learn is all that license.
Copy that. So it sounds like I pass the license test, learn how to answer the questions, and then I go learn it some more after the test. Is that accurate?
I like to learn what I'm doing, too. I'm kind of like you. I don't like to just be told, you do it this way because that's what we say. I like to know why, and that's from my previous background as a mechanic. I want to know why I'm repairing this so that it makes it easier to diagnose later on.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I'm the exact same way. I like to know why I'm doing it and what's the reasoning behind it. But that answers my question there to say, hey, license to learn, I'm all for it.
See this much, if you come to the net of an evening and you have a question, when we call for announcements or anything like that, you can always do that. If you will come in there and know you have a question, there will be somebody that comes along during that net and answers that question.
Copy that. I wanted to last night, but I was running a little short on time, so I couldn't hang around as long as I wanted to. But if I'm able to get on the net tonight, I'm definitely going to ask that question tonight.
lots of people there to help you. And don't ever think it's a dumb question or anything like that, because if you're thinking it, somebody else has got the same question, and so don't be afraid to ask. That's one thing I have learned about this hobby, is don't be afraid to ask questions.
That is one thing that I am not afraid of. I will always ask the question. I'm not sure if I'll like the answer, but I'll always ask the question.
I'm kind of the same way, and like I said, I like to know why I'm doing something, not just because. I hate that word.
Yeah, that's one of those words I believe that should be taken away out of the English language, and that's just my opinion. There's a couple other words in there, too, but I know I understand it's there for a reason. But yeah, thanks for letting me pick your brain on that, and I'm definitely going to ask the question on the next net I can hop on.
For me, I have to, like, the math part of it, I'll look it up. And that's one thing I've learned with my past history, too, is you can't memorize all this stuff. Basically, if you teach how to learn and how to find that information, you're much better off, because there's just so much out there to try to memorize.
Copy that. There is quite a lot to memorize in there. Well, Patrick, I got to get running here. I'm about to hop on 85 northbound, so get a little hairy when I hit the interstate. So I'm going to go ahead and say 73 KO4AJKX4KR4AAE. Clear on your final.
Good to talk to you this morning. You be careful out there on 85 and it raining. KO4AJKX. I'll be mobile. 73.